talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it being made. A lot of it being made. There is a development in this crooked pretend legislative investigation of the 2020 election. Remember, these votes have been recounted so often, some people can recite them in their sleep. Remember that they were certified, counted, recounted, and audited in the normal course in the election. Donald Trump's campaign demanded that the votes in Milwaukee and Dane County be recounted yet again and another county. All that occurred in that one was that turns out Biden got a few hundred more votes than everybody thought. All they did was gin it up a little more for Joe Biden. He won the state by more than 20,000 votes. Then to review the bidding, what happened is Trump attacked Voss on the night of the first day of the Republican state convention, beginning of the summer, end of spring. Voss got scared, went out the next day, hired Gableman, initially said it was for 44 grand and he'd hire four guerrillas, retired police officers, several who had a history of investigating the Democratic Party's vote totals. One worked for the Texas Republican Party, and they were going to get $9,000 each at taxpayer expense, which was wrong and outrageous. And then Kapenga from the Brookfield area, state senator, won a very narrow victory, should not be in the state senate. He wrote this crawling, servile, submissive letter to Trump saying, "I recognize, Mr. Trump, that your pen to mine is like Thor's hammer to a bobby pin. I am wearing socks with your picture on." You know, that's a peculiar guy, okay? I mean, the bobby pin thing and I'm wearing clothing and all that. I mean, come on. Come on, guy. Come on, man up a little bit, maybe a little bit. And then Trump was placated. Trump was placated. Somebody once said to somebody who knew him well, Trump has a fierce bite. And the guy said, "You don't know Trump. He doesn't want to bite. He wants to be petted." Well, Kapenga petted him. Voss petted him at a cost to us that was not 44 grand plus 49 grand gorillas, 676, almost 680. With a proviso that this could go up. And then, of course, Voss said, "I don't even know what Gableman's doing. I don't know who he's hired. I really don't. I haven't asked him. I don't know what computer consultants. I don't know what independent outsiders he's doing." And they asked Gableman, and he said, "I don't know. I'm not going to talk about it." Then he said, "I don't know anything about elections. This will be very interesting. I'll find out." Why are they spending $676? It'll be a couple of million bucks. They did this 10 years ago with gerrymandering. Said it was going to be a small amount. Ended up being what? $3.5 million taxpayer expense for gerrymandering. Gerrymandering against your interest 10 years ago. It's happening again. Trying to do it at your state expense. Well, there are two developments. One development is, journalists that have been looking at this notice that there are emails coming out to clerks and people around the country, around the state, demanding info and wanting to talk about it, coming from Gableman's operation, signed Carol M, a woman's name, C-A-R-O-L, M, as in Matthew, Carol M. So one of them decided to take a flyer. They called Gableman's operation. They say, "Can I speak to Carol?" "Just a minute." Woman gets on the line. "Yes, Carol. Carol, this is the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel," or whoever it was. We just want to ask you a few questions. Could we ask you your last name? We know it begins with M. She said, that is not available. And end of the conversation. They asked Vossa Gableman, who's Carol? No comment. Now, look, there's lack of transparency, and then there's lack of transparency. Carol has apparently been hired at your expense and my expense to assist in the questioning of the 2020 elections, which I don't want. How many times does this thing have to be audited? They won't even say Carol's last name. Voss doesn't know who Carol is. They won't comment. This is so tawdry. Let's say her name is Smith or Jones or Schmidt. I don't care what her name is. Well, let's start out. What is it? What are your credentials to start getting involved? Are you a lawyer or a paralegal or an administrative assistant, or what are you? How much are you getting? We're paying for it. What services are you performing? Where are you going? When you have something that secretive at state taxpayer expense, yes, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the TV stations can put in an open records request. Their time periods to respond, they'll be stonewalled. They have to go to court. The courts will set a scheduling order. They'll come up with a decision. It'll be appealed. Those appeals take a long time. There's a briefing schedule, months and months. And then they'll come down with a decision and they'll petition for review to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And that really takes a long time. These things are not self-executing. Well, the municipal officers in Madison have come up with a solution, which I think is wonderful. Very, very smart. Here's what they did. I've told you many times in this radio station that it is illegal to turn over presidential ballots, voting machines, documents on an election, a presidential election, for 22 months after the election. You know when 22 months after November 3rd, 2020 is? It's September 3rd, 2022. Well, you know when September 3rd, 2022 is? It's 10 months away, a little over 10 months away. The correct response should be pound sand. Get out of here. Get out of here. Some guy stumbles out of an alley and says, I want the machines. Get out of here. We're not Arizona. We're not Maricopa County. We're not turning this stuff over. Well, you know, Madison came up. I think it was their mayor and their administrative people in the government came up with a great solution. They said, well, we are prohibited from turning these over to you. So we will give you copies of the ballots. So that's fine, because you can't tamper with the originals. Or you can come in and see them. You can sit behind a screen or, you know, sit in a desk. We will hold them up one at a time. You know what? Gableman didn't take him up on that. No, I want to handle them. Oh, really? Why do you want to handle them? Do you want to nick one of them with your fingernail and say it's a spoiled ballot, or that you see a check mark on an absentee ballot that's ambiguous down near the corner and you gently somehow nudge, you know, hey, get your paws, your meaty paws, you simpleton, off of these ballots. You know what reminds me? Great short story out of Chinese literature. I really love this one. There's no kidding. And long time ago, hundreds of years ago in China, there was a student who had no money and he was very hungry. And what he would do is whenever he had his one bowl of rice a day, he'd go down to the fish market where they're cooking fish, and he would smell the fish while he was eating his rice. And that obviously helped him out a little bit. The guy that owned the fish market sued him for stealing fish. I'm not kidding. Sued him for stealing fish. Comes before a judge. The judge goes, okay, I award, you know, how much money do you have? I award, you know, X yen or whatever it was in coins. Bring him in. So he brings him in. The judge goes to the fish guy and says, come on up here. Then the judge takes the coins and jingles them in his ear and say, those are your damages. And he gives the coins back to the student. That is the way to handle this. Show it to them. They want to get their mitts on them. They want to get their mitts on the voting machine so that Milwaukee, in its strained budget, has to buy a couple million more dollars worth of voting machines, because once they go over to the enemy, they're spoiled. Might as well give them to Putin. And original presidential ballots, you can't. The Justice Department has told all of these people around the country, you can't turn them over. The red states turn them over anyway, like Arizona. We're not going to do that in Wisconsin. No, we're not going to do that in Wisconsin. And the mayor and the people over there had a good point in Madison. They said, well, it is a criminal offense, by the way, to turn them over to unauthorized people. And we don't want the Justice Department suing us or convicting one of our clerks for a felony for turning over presidential documents. We're not going to do it. And now they don't know what to do, because this could end up in federal court. And in federal court, they are not going to say that the attorney general can't enforce the law. They're not going to say that the attorney general can't enforce the law. So this was a very good solution out of Madison. And I'll tell you what, I want to know who Carol M is. I even want to know whether Carol is her real name. I don't know if it's her real name. I don't know what she's doing, but I'm paying for her and you're paying for her. So enough, enough. Let's have some transparency and shut this thing down. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.